How should I start this episode? Probably not by talking about feet or socks, because then this would be the third episode in a row. However, I guess since the subject was already brought up, I am currently wearing two different types of socks. I'm wearing two different brands of socks. I got a Puma ankle sock in my left foot and a Adidas ankle sock in my right foot. It would be weird if I was wearing two different types of socks, like one ankle and then one leg high. It would look like I had a prosthetic leg, like people would be confused by it. Welcome to a typical podcast where I challenge you with thought-provoking provocation and intellectual, and we just think about society. Okay, I'm just going to say it immediately. If my hair, for those of you watching, if my hair is messy or you're like, what's going on? I can't really control it. Also, I didn't really try to control it. I was just like, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna start recording. So this is me in my natural. But also, it was just how I slept, really. This is why my hair is like this, and can't really change it. So now that you know that, let's get on with the episode, shall we? Restaurants. Now, this topic, I'm just curious about this. I want to understand the reasoning, the ideas behind this. But since it's just me, and I'm not going to actually Google this, we're going to have fun with this. For this past year, for those of you that don't know, there's been a pandemic worldwide. Yep, worldwide pandemic. Mm-hmm. And restaurants have had to go through certain things in order to stay afloat, still run and be operational, still have customers and stuff and whatnot. What I don't understand. So this, for the, here we go. Let's just start. Boom. Pandemic started. Restaurants, they were still kind of still somewhat normal for a little bit. And then there was a rule of no one can eat inside. No one can eat inside the restaurant. It was only takeout. You could only order and then you go there and then you pick it up and you go. That's how it was for a while. And then after maybe, I don't know, 3 months. Three months in, there's a new rule where you can go to a restaurant as long as it's outside only. You can only be outside. You can't be inside. And so with that, you know, some time went by, and then it, you know, in certain areas, it rains. So some solutions to this situation, or maybe the sun's too hot, you want shade. What restaurants would do would they would prop up a tent. Now this tent would have walls, windows, a ceiling with or roof, and even a door. So now you sit outside, inside. I don't understand that. I never understood that, why that was it was okay to not, like, okay. Everyone was like, oh yeah, you can't see inside. You can't eat inside. It's not allowed. Okay. But, I can eat outside, right? Yeah. You can eat outside, within this, tent, this confined space, which, if we're being honest, is, a lot closer together than it would be in the actual restaurant, because, you know, tables and chairs, they're kind of separated further, whereas in this tent, since it's a small tent, you got to confine and get tables a lot closer together than it would have been inside the actual restaurant. I never understood why, oh, you can't go inside, but you can be outside in an even closer space. Maybe it's because I don't understand air filtration. It sounds like I'm saying infiltration, but maybe I don't understand air and like how builders filter that, right? Maybe I don't know that. Maybe If you're inside a building with walls and a full-ass roof, if someone sneezes, boom, everyone's contaminated. Whereas if you're in a tent, you know, it is outside. So maybe, you know, you sneeze, it doesn't get stuck there. It just floats up through the tent fibers and disappears. I just never understood. And I would like to know why it was. I'm not shitting on this. I'm not being like, well, that was, I mean, it was kind of dumb. To me, since I don't know the reasoning behind it, it seems dumb. It seems a little silly. It feels as though you could control it more and make it safer or cleaner inside the actual building than it would be outside in a tent. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe I'm just uninformed. And what does that say? What does that say as us, as people, if I'm uninformed? Does that mean I'm stupid? Or does that mean the world or our information givers are failing me? I don't know. Because again, I might be the stupid one. But yeah, no, but seriously, it is silly. It is weird. It's weird. It's just the idea. Maybe itself isn't weird, but just thinking about, well, you can't go inside, but you go inside outside. You go inside outside. You're outside but inside. You can't be inside, but you're outside inside. You're inside outside. You're outside, but you're inside. You know? You guys know what I'm saying? No inside. But outside, inside? That's fine. I'm glad we cleared this up and my question was never answered. Because again, who's going to answer it for me? If one of you do, thank you. I would appreciate that. If you don't, that's okay. I could live my whole life not knowing the actual answer. And I, to be honest, I think I would still be able to eat, drink, and sleep every day. It won't keep me up at night. Moving on. This isn't immediately new news. This isn't immediately recent news. This was maybe a week ago, but I already filmed my episode and like had it finished when I heard about this or when it was announced. Android has a new virtual assistant, and her name is Sam. And people saw Sam, and instantly, people got horned up. People were just horny as fuck after seeing Sam. They saw one or three poses of Sam, and they went crazy. People fell in love. I want you guys to understand that. People fell in love. I'm not making this up. People love Sam. Okay? There's a lot going on with Sam. It's a virtual Sam. They saw the picture and they just started going, oh, 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 oh. They just started screaming and yelling in their room. That's how excited they were. They're like, oh my God. People were so horny about it. They were so excited. People didn't even. Sorry. I was just looking at the picture, so that way I saw new. I mean, I've seen it before, but I just had to remember it. It's funnier. People didn't even. They didn't even question the AI's age. All right, this AI, this poor AI. People didn't even question her age. Technically, she's 10 days old. That's illegal in almost all states, I'm pretty sure. Come on, guys. And just come on, everyone. It's a fucking AI. Like, the day Apple creates the avatar for Siri, or more realistically, the day Apple creates it where you can create what Siri looks like, people are gonna lose their shit. People are gonna lose their shit. They'll be asking, "Hey Siri, talk dirty to me," and then in her Siri ass voice, "Hi, what did one?" See, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't even talk dirty as an AI. That's how inexperienced I am in the sex game. Boom! Self roast. Now let's get back to Sam because that's what we're here to talk about. It's just this poor AI, you know, this AI is just doing its job. It would be like everyone's harassing her. She's just here. She exists now. And Sam's just trying to do what Sam does, do AI shit, assist you with technological things. It'd be like if Sam worked at GameStop or if Sam worked at a technology Radio Shack or technology place like Best Buy or something, and someone was like hitting on her. Like people would go to this just to see Sam. Like people were so excited. They didn't care. They brought in a perfectly working phone and they were like, "Hey, what's wrong with my phone?" Just to look at Sam. That's what's going on here. Everyone was they were just people got horned up so bad. So bad. It was funny. It was funny. It was funny because, you know, there were some jokes. There were some jokes, but then there was also a lot of people that were 100% genuine. They fell in love again. I just want to make that clear. People fell in love with Sam. But yeah. Damn. I'm sorry, Sam. I'd like to just issue an apology to you and hope your AI feelings and you don't feel weird that so many people just are attracted to you. Anyway, this is a I can't segue this cleanly, so we're just gonna I don't like daily vlogging. More specifically, I don't like watching daily vlogs. It's not really never really appealed to me. I've tried it. I've tried watching it. I've tried watching a few. But I just can't. And I understand that I think we're a little past that phase of, oh, daily vlogs are the new trend. Like everyone kind of did it, but now it's not so cool because a lot of mediocre ass people daily vlogged. That's my main reason I don't like daily vlogging. I don't like watching it. It's because it's just bunch of mediocre people doing mundane things. Like everyone's just, okay, so I'm going to the grocery store to go get some groceries now. And it cuts to them leaving the store. I just got my groceries. Now I'm going home to cook a meal. Then it cuts to them eating their food. I just got done cooking and now I'm eating my meal. And I'm gonna go to bed and then see you guys tomorrow. That's a daily vlog, pretty much. That's what 90% of daily vlogs are. And they remind me of like a National Geographic or like a nature documentary show, right? Like where there's like this production and there's like you know, you got the commentator, you got the narrator where they're like looking at an animal. And they're just, as you can see, the cheetah is doing cheetah things, laying there in the shade because of the hot ass sun. And now, oh, the cheetah is standing up, perhaps to go for a run. Nope. The cheetah is now laying in a different spot. Magnificent creature. Daily vlog videos to me are like nature documentaries where they narrate what the animal does and doing its all its animal things, right? Except in this case, the animal is self-aware. And also the cast and crew. It's weird. Just the whole idea. It is cool, though. What I will say, what is kind of cool about daily vlogs, I guess, is there's a difference. There's a difference of doing it to like try to grow or be famous or whatever your reasons are, you know. There's a difference between trying to be something or trying to document, you know. Some people daily vlog to make money, be famous, blah blah blah, and others are just simply trying to document their lives, you know. And if you're just documenting your life, that's cool, cuz you know, you're doing some regular stuff, or maybe you did something cool every once in a while. That's my problem. That's what it's like to watch. That's what I think it's like to just, if you're consistently watch someone who does daily vlogs, is just, you know, every 10 videos are just some regular ass shit. And then on the 11th, there's maybe a concert or something cool where they got invited to or something. Historians are going to be able to look at. Can you imagine if, like, some past people did daily vlogs? Like, people in history? Like, what if Julius Caesar was just daily vlogging? That would be kind of cool, right? Isn't that, that's an interesting thing? Like, for example, Will Smith. You know, obviously he's not Julius Caesar, but Will Smith he's famous. He's a celebrity. And, to my knowledge, I think he does vlogs. I don't think daily, but he does videos. He does like internet videos. All right. I've seen some TikToks of his, and just think about that. 300 years from now, you could probably look at some Will Smith videos. That's kind of cool. Just the idea that people in the future can just look at the past and just see people living their lives. I know I was making jokes and shitting on daily vlogs earlier, but that's because I stand with what I said. Daily vlogs, you're just doing, for the most part, it's just mediocre stuff. I'm hating. I'm a hater. What can I say? I'm a hater. I'm a hater. I am a hater. I'm sorry. You can do the whatever major loser thing to... Nope. Whatever major... Isn't there one for hater? Maybe not. I have something to say to all the gamers. Shut the fuck up. What if that was it? Well, that was just the end of my... Thank you guys for watching or listening. This is a typical podcast. I would... See you guys next week.